B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You won't even think about... Like, I'm not saying...
What, so I can go to an unknown?
I don't know. I got that's a couple risky. Candidates. I don't think it's unknown. I don't think that. I think there's a couple guys out there, including a guy that I believe who's in college. He's going to be a great coach in the NFL.
But that's an unknown and a risk. I'd rather supplement the known.
I think he's a guy, just like what I saw in John Harbaugh, I see in Matt Rhule. I see a guy that's extremely relatable, that can handle both sides of the ball, that is a thinker, that understands that when you look and you see a formation, you call timeout. Like, how bad is that? He's a horrible on-his-feet thinker.
I don't think he is, because in 2017, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. That's the same guy who went for it on 4th and 8. You know what? He had a horseshoe up his rear end that year. Everything he did worked.
Well, then
Was going for it on 4th and 8 smart? No, it wasn't.
If they get it, is it smart?
No, it's not smart. And sometimes you can be wrong and end up with the right result.
So let's get another horseshoe up his ass. And you can't do that with Mike Rowe and some of these guys and Carson Walsh.
All right.
Supplement the known rather than take a risk on the unknown. That's my thinking.
Yeah, I disagree with it. But how about this? Let's go to something we will agree on.
Get Ron Rivera as defensive coordinator.
Did you notice that Jamie took off his Zach Wheeler Phillies jersey and put on a Doug Peterson?
I know. He's got a visor.
Jersey. Guys are
He's
putting got me the in a Doug corner.
He's a visor.
I'll shank you, Regan.
Zamponer.
Yeah.
They're good.
Dude, that top
fun.
That top line is fun.
Oh, double connect me.
That pass last night.
Oh, my God.
And that was all from a Myers poke to keep it in the zone. And then they're fun, man.
They're good.
And Carter Hart.
It's crazy to see. You know, it's funny because although that youth just brings life into him, right?
Absolutely.
So you got, like, Gene looks. How much better does he look now?
He looks
now?
Like he's having fun.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Carter Hart, really impressive, man.
Oh, he's good.
His anticipation and his silkiness.
Pat said it. He said it right. And Jason always talked about it. He is just so... We talk about mechanics.
Yeah.
What Wentz lacks in mechanics, Carter Hart has.
I mean, that setup that Austin Matthews got, you know, it was the cross-ice pass and... Boom, Carter Hart's over there. Glove is already protecting the top left corner.
He's flawless. His mechanics are really,
he's smooth.
Really strong.
It's a really exciting time right now, man.
It really is.
I think they got 24 of a possible 32 points in the month of November.
It's Flyvember. have changed the month of the calendar to Flyvember.
Zamboner Nation is...
And Flyvember continues into the Christmas month.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All right, get Skyler.
I got to go get my baby. Thanks for a good conversation.
That was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time in Miami.
Yeah, it was a great time.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I had a good time in Philly.
bro, game of the... Oh, real quick. Bro game of the Irish exit.
Yeah, I did. Irish exit at Saturday night.
I'm a big Irish exit guy.
Huge fan of the Irish exit.
So I hate the Irish exit.
I love the Irish exit.
I felt bad Sunday when I saw the text from him. Like, bro, where'd you go? But I was already asleep.
I was worried. Now, here's the thing.
I fell overboard.
No, it's me, him, and my father. It's not some big group.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's me, him, and my father. Right?
Come on, dude.
So we're on this boat. It's just so... It's not, you know, a ship. It's a nice size boat, but whatever.
You're thinking Natalie Wood did it.
Right? So I don't see him. Like, it's the very end of the cruise. I don't see him. My father and I are talking to some nice people. I'm like, you see the bro? You see Jamie? My father goes, nah, I ain't seen him. I think he was a little, and he gave me the
cups.
Yeah, the drinks.
In there.
Right? So my man was half in the bag. That's what's supposed to be a booze cruise, right? Where's he at? I don't see him. Next, I call him. You around? Where you at? Nothing.
I was asleep like a little lamb.
I called you even while I was on the boat. Nothing.
Oh, I didn't get those.
Right? And then we go to the, you know, I go, I hope he's all right. Now I'm getting worried about him. So I send him a text. Dude, I'm a little worried about you. All right? Just let me know you're okay. Nothing until the next morning.
That sleep was good that night.
He was whacked out of his mind.
That happened once here. I came in to do a hosting shift, and we were training a producer. And I said, hey, man, where's the guy who was supposed to be here? And he goes, oh, he went out to get food. I went, all right. 25 minutes goes by on my show. Still not back. I go, hey, man, when did he leave? He goes, I don't know, like 7 o'clock. It's like 10 o'clock at this point. He just left.
Irish exits are great.
Who's
man.
That?
I'll tell you all fair. It was his last shift, and he just said basically like, yeah, I'm going home.
I'm out.
So I was texting him, because same thing, I was worried, like he was in a ditch somewhere. I'm like, dude, like just let me know you're all right.
Yeah.
And he just left.
I respect that.
I kind of respected it too, actually.
I hate the Irish exit. Like, you know, listen, I'm a good night. You know, what's up, brother? Seeking a great time.
I'm out.
Hug. Yeah.
Oh, I did that to my fantasy baseball league. We went down to Florida. And we showed up at a bar. Like, it was really crowded, and I'm not a bar guy. And one of the guys made a snarky comment of, oh, here comes Mr. Personality. Because I don't really like any of these guys. And I said, yeah, where's the bathroom?
So I go to Florida with them.
Yeah, I said, where's the bathroom? And he said, over there. And I went, all right. And I left and called an Uber and went home.
Solid move.
You did?
Yeah. The next day, I was walking through the living room with my bags, and one of the guys goes, oh, where are you going? Because they were all going out. And I said, home. See ya. Hopped in an Uber and went to the airport.
Oh, man.
Why, you really don't like those guys?
I basically went down there to basically tell them in the face so they can go F themselves. Yeah. Couldn't stand them. Still can't.
That's crazy.
You, of all people, should start working in the Irish exit, man. It's a phenomenal move.
It's a power move.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel too guilty with the Irish exit.
Yeah, but you can't do that on a booze cruise, though, because the guy's worried about you.
Yeah, I felt bad Sunday morning. But
I wish I had people worried about me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Believe me, there's times, because, you know, there are times when I want to.
Thanks for looking out.
Yeah.
I'm usually good. Just know if I'm gone, I'm good.
Yeah, no, you've done this to me a few times. Throughout the years.
I love it.
All right, get out.
Good talk.
All right. See, that's nice. See, say goodbye. I know he's all right.
Sex him from where he is.
Right? I get it. You go home. You pick up your baby. All right, that's good. Unbelievable.
That bro, you can't travel in the
That's
anymore.
A violation. That is a violation. Like I was legit worried about it.
I would be too.
I don't know. The guy falls in the water.
Yeah, I would be too in that situation. If
listen,
on a booze cruise.
He was whacked, right? You know, he had two, three.
Is a new father,
more. Right?
Gets finally. Yeah,
I can imagine his wife calling me. Addie's calling, saying, "Where's my husband?"
Next thing you know,
I got eaten by an alligator in Miami.
I'm called in to fill in to produce the morning show.
Exactly, and bro gets Wally Pitt after he gets eaten by the alligator.
He comes back like Chubbs Peterson from Happy Gilmore.
Natalie, you like the Irish exit?
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by them. You too, man.
Yeah, bye.
It's just
that's not an Irish exit, though, if you say bye.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it depends on, I mean, normally I'd say goodbye, but if it's too crowded, I'll tell everybody I say goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Not with, like, my
that
family.
That sounds like a social faux pas. I don't know why that's okay.
The Irish exit?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother
like it
me.
Offends me.
It does?
Like if we're out and you just disappear...
Oh, no. I'm talking about in large settings.
Okay, but say we were at the company gathering. I don't know.
No, I'd say goodbye to everybody at the company gathering.
But there's like eight. You just said you were an Irish exit.
No, it depends on the situation. If it's like a big group party, I'll go say goodbye to like the people who I am close to, but I'm not going to say goodbye to every single person.
Right, but I'm the point, like the bro, he does it. He's done it to me a half dozen times.
No, if you're like in small group settings, you shouldn't do it.
It was me, my father, and Jamie. On this booze cruise.
Any peace out?
Any Irish exit.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
All right. Now, again, I'm worried he's drunk in the water off of the coast of Miami.
Right, he just went home and went to bed.
And got eaten by an alligator.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the boat's so big, right?
Yeah.
I'll see him, and he's not answering his phone, text, nothing.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Right? All right. That's what we're talking about.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
Like, oh, Irish exit up. No good. All right. We'll come back. 610-632-0975. All your phone calls straight ahead. It is the Anthony Gargano Show right here on 97.5 The Fan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12:23. Hanging out with you guys. I think we're getting Kevin Hayes is going to join us. Well, Hazy.
Oh, Hazy?
Yeah. In a little bit. That's probably after practice. They're at practice now. Look, it was a great game last night, and I don't want to. I don't want to lose that because
he scored.
Yes, he did, and I think they're really good. Look, if Carter Hart plays like that, you know that sport. That sport is wide open.
Yeah, I mean, you look at last year. Tampa Bay sets a record.
Right.
For points in the regular season, go out.
Blues are left for dead.
Yep. And they get swept in the first round. The Blues come out of nowhere and end up winning the Stanley Cup. And it happens all the time. Teams ride hot goaltenders. And, you know, there have been Flyers teams in the past. Like the team that won 10 games in a row or whatever it was a couple years ago and everyone was all flyered up. I didn't see it with that team at all. I thought that was.
Wow! Give me the breaking news! According to Jeff Passan from ESPN, Cole Hamels is about to have an agreement. Did you hear this, Pat?
I did not.
1 year, $18 million with... Go ahead. Do you want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess the Phillies. Come on home. Phone home.
Cole Hamels to the Phillies.
Phone home.
And how about the Braves?
Why would you do that to me?
He went to the Braves.
Why would you do that to me?
That is outrageous. Listen, he's going to get rocked.
Why would you do that to me?
He's going
to
get rocked. Don't worry about it.
I'm thinking he's coming home.
No.
Home in the system.
For signing with the Braves, he should sell his house here.
That sucks.
Cole Hamels to the Braves.
I thought he would have been perfect.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I had the conversation today. I think he's ready to get bombed.
I was like that a couple years ago, but I thought he had a
perfect season. I wanted him 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I thought he was on the tail end.
Game first season when they need pitching, I wanted to bring Cole back then. Cole Hamels. And the Braves?
That's so gross. It's like Ryan Howard when he signed with the Braves. It just doesn't feel right.
But, you know, but they're a true rival. You know?
Right. It's not right.
Like, now they're a true rival. That's a violation on Hamels.
I agree. We were good to you. We were good to you. We brought you in when you had pimples all over your face. Some 17-year-old
Hamels and the
kid.
Braves.
That's how you do it?
That's just low. Let's go to my man John in Dallas. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Yo, I met your boy. Did he tell you?
Yeah, he told me. He sent me the picture and everything.
Sanji, he's terrific.
Yeah, man. Ed, it was great seeing you, too, when we was home. My son was loving that. He went home and told his mom, yeah, the guy, dad's friend, lifted me up. let me sit in his chair.
That was awesome, brother. I really was. That was beautiful. You got beautiful family, man. I was so happy he came to see some Reading Terminal Market.
Oh, I figured I'd walk up on him. I was like, he hasn't seen me in about, 10, at least 13 years, I think.
Yeah.
I said, he's not even going to recognize me. And then you always talk about your memory. You hear, I always hear you say your memory. And then you heard my voice and you just like looked up. You were like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was funny because you went, you recognize me. Because I look, yeah. And it's funny because you look familiar. Yeah, I mean, like you look, like I knew you, but I was like, I see you as John and you're, remember, let's face it. When you leave to go to Dallas, You're fresh out of college, and now you got a wife and family. You're a dad. You look great, though, cuz. You had the great Sixer jacket on.
Yeah, no, I broke that up for you that day. I
love that jacket.
It's too damn hot.
It's a great jacket, the red Sixer satin jacket.
Yeah, but honestly, Ant, can we, you do the Baxter thing, man. Can we just throw this whole Eagle season in the Baxter?
I mean, yeah, man.
Just throw them all in, everyone. Because, the thing is, I got Cowboys fans yelling at me down here. They're not even talking trash, though. They're just mad because they're like, see, now because of y'all, we're going to keep Garrett another year. They're mad, too. They're like, you fools, y'all going to give us this division, and, you know, now we got to keep Garrett another season. You know what I mean? And I don't even know what to tell them. I keep telling them, y'all won't even just, if you would just win, you know, we could give up hope. Instead, you guys keep losing, and so we keep watching, too, like, oh, well, we still have a shot at the division. You know what I mean? It's just, I wasn't even mad when they lost that game on Sunday.
I'm still pissed off. I'm still angry. Cowboys lose. The Buffalo beats the Cowboys. Here you go. Gives you the route, right? And they come out, and they're just so unimpressive. And then I got to hear the coach. How could you not call timeout, John? You see that trick play? You don't call timeout? You see that formation?
Yeah, at that moment, I'm screaming, just call timeout. Just call timeout. They're not going to come out with that same thing again. Maybe they come out and try another fake, but they're not going to try that formation again. And what this has just been this season. It's just like a rolling, you know what I mean? And I remember when Ertz dropped that ball, I was like, oh, man, and I don't know if it's the pessimist in me from, you know, all the years that we suffered. I'm like, man, I hope that doesn't come back to haunt us. And then when I see Carson get sacked, I'm like, damn it, that's going to come back to haunt us. Like, you know what I mean? And then the field goal. But I did want to slip on the Sixers. You know, I'm liking what I'm seeing from them so far. You know, we said 25 games. Yeah, they have their issues. You know, obviously, we see that. The only thing that worries me a little bit is, you know, Toronto and Boston, you know, they seem a little better than I expected them to be. I don't really believe in Miami. I think they're just kind of, you know, rolling right now a little bit, but I think they'll kind of fall back.
Yeah, I do too. I got news for you. I feel great about them. I feel great about where this Sixer team is.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I still think we're the second-best team in the East. I just did not expect I expected it from Boston, and I didn't think Toronto would be terrible. I thought they would still be in that 5-8 range. But, man, that kid Siakam is just, geez, I'm like, I'm seeing
this. He's a great ball player. He turned into an elite player, yeah.
And you see it, and I'm just looking at Ben, and I love Ben. It's not that. I'm just saying, like, dang it, man. Like, this guy was averaging, like, 7 points a game, like, you know, 2 years ago.
I know. I hear you when it comes to offensive game. But, John, look how great he is defensively.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
And his four game, I mean, he's been banging double-digit assists. His four game's been great. His defense, he won the Indiana game because of his defense.
And that Indiana game, I literally landed back from Dallas, and I pulled up my phone. I got the last minute and a half as I'm standing at the luggage carousel just watching, going crazy. And I have that debate with someone here every day down here that I go to the gym with. He's every day like, you wouldn't take Luka for Ben? You wouldn't take Luka for Ben? I'm just like, yo, man, you know, he scores. I give him that, but he can't guard nobody, you know?
I hear you. Listen, Luke is ridiculously good.
Oh, so yeah, whatever. I'm not hating on the kid either.
So I love him, right? So, but whatever. But just, I'm just saying about, just about Ben. Like, Luke is ridiculous. I love him. Like, he's an elite player. Like, but, you know, Ben's not Luka, all right? So.
No, of course not. But, you know, as we're territorial. I'm just like, nah, I'd rather have Ben because he's my guy. Like, he's
right.
My guy.
I mean, I'd rather have Luka, but, I mean, you know, right. Whatever. I mean,
of course.
I love Simmons. So, like, I'm happy. Like, I love this. John, where this team is, I still think they're really good. I believe in them. I do. I believe in them. I think they're, by the end of the year, they're going to be a dominant force. I believe
that.
I
think we just got to get one more shooter. I mean,
off the bench,
The guy, they were playing them tomorrow. I wouldn't mind stealing Bertans from the Wizards. Somebody.
He's not bad. He played well last night for them. He could score a little bit. He's in San Antonio. Yeah. No, I hear you. Johnny, great to catch up with you, buddy.
Same, brother.
Thanks, brother.
I'll check in here and there.
You better. All right, take care of that beautiful family. They're beautiful, those kids. They're adorable.
Well, you know, they got a good-looking dad.
They're damn right, brother. That's right. Everybody goes about the mom. It's about the father, right? You're a good-looking man. That's it, brother.
Well, they got their mother's skin tone, but they got my looks.
My man, Johnny, take it easy, brother. Keep representing in Dallas. Listen, I tell you, I feel this team. The Sixer team, I feel. But, you know, here's why. I look at, there's different moments. And I know they need to put it together. It's got to be consistent. And they still need a little tweaking here and there. And they have some spacing issues at times. But that's going to dissipate as the season goes on. and they can play defense, man. They can play defense. Well, coming up, I'm going to play for you the assistant coach for the Pacers who weighed in on the Sixers. And he goes, I hate that team. And I loved it. I want them all to hate them. I want them all to hate the Sixers. Rodriguez in Middletown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rodriguez.
Hey, mano, ¿qué pasa?
Hey, hermano. What do you say, hermano?
Mucho tiempo no veo a los ojos. Hey, listen, man. This is an 8-8 team. I was playing with Mike just a month ago and telling Mike, this, we go on 8-8. Mike told me, Rodriguez, you are ridiculous. There is no way that this team will go 8-8. And I'm looking at an 8-8 team right now. I don't know.
Wait, you called yesterday, right?
No, I called Mike yesterday.
You called Mike? That's what I'm saying. You called Mike yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you tell him? Wait, Rodriguez. Did you say? Wait. Tyrone, come on, Tyrone, come on in. I can't see the. I got to hold on, Rodriguez.
No. Do the right thing, Rodriguez, and hang up.
Why?
Because he's about to lie to you.
So did he go into the? Because I listened to the show. Uh-huh. You know I listened to the Mike Missanelli show with Tyrone and Natalie, right?
Yeah, he didn't say
they're my friends.
He didn't say any of that stuff. And then hindsighted, tried to lie and say that he said it.
Mike knows I said it. Of course.
No. Rodriguez is a guy of low character. He comes in lying after the fact.
You just don't like me being right.
Wait, but did he say yesterday that they got to get Nick Foles back?
No, yes. No.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said that.
He said the guy before him said that.
No, it was him. No, and he blamed Carson Wentz for the Dolphins loss. It was. He absolutely did.
No, he did. Rodriguez, what are you doing, man?
He goes from show to show telling lies. I'm being serious. No, he definitely did. He blamed Carson Wentz.
No,
he said it was all on Carson Wentz. And if they hadn't got rid of Nick Foles, they would still win. You never
get rid of Nick Foles. I heard that yesterday. I was making sure it was Rodriguez.
It didn't come from Rodriguez. No.
Yes, it did. Like, this isn't even funny.
We can pull the tape.
Pull the tape.
No.
Rodriguez, what time did you call yesterday?
I called yesterday. I think it was
early, right? Because I was in the car. I heard it. I would say it was around.
And don't say between 2 and 6.
About 2:30. It was between 2 and 3,
about
right?
2:30, yeah. 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pull the tape.
We'll pull the tape, Rodriguez.
No.
All right.
No.
You don't. You don't lie, right?
No, I don't. Of course, I'm a Sunday school teacher.
Aren't you? Right. All right, don't be. You can't go. We can't have this Nick Foles conversation again.
No, Nick Foles conversation.
All right.
I wanted to ask a question.
Yes, of course, Rodriguez.
I read an article yesterday. I think it came from Sports Illustrated online. They say that Wentz do not lose games for the Eagles. But he also does not win games for the Eagles. Now, what do you think about the article?
It's true. He does not win. Yes, he's not winning games.
Right.
And franchise quarterbacks need great quarterbacks will win you games. He's not there yet. That's not, but I don't think that's the issue. You're right. He's not there yet. But why isn't he there yet? How come that after 2 years, we're still talking about Frank Reich and John DeFilippo? Jeez, I mean, maybe Frank Reich should have been the coach and Doug should have left.
I understand, but we cannot get rid of Doug.
Why? All kidding aside, I mean, listen, all grateful for the Super Bowl. But what have we seen since then that he's this guy who's untouchable? And look, they're not going to get rid of him. And I'm not even advocating that they fire him right now.
Not yet. No.
But the point is that why is he sacred cow?
The coach did well during the Super Bowl. And then
okay, you know what? Listen, lightning struck, Rodriguez. I mean, we got to go back, right? Carson gets hurt, whole thing. They had a good year. They played a last place schedule. They had a great season during the regular year. They got home field. Carson gets hurt. They, second half, are able to come out and eke past Atlanta. They beat Minnesota, right? And then they beat the Patriots in an epic Super Bowl that we all loved, that we're all grateful for. But you know, are we going to be real? I mean, that Patriot defense was terrible. There was no Malcolm Butler. And, you know, Nick Foles had a great day. He had a great couple games. But it feels like that was the collection of souls in one place that conspired for a great moment.
Well, I think you said it yesterday.
But it wasn't a dynastic moment because I haven't seen anything close to it.
I think you said yesterday, look at what happened with Atlanta and Dan Quinn. Yeah, you go to the Super Bowl, you're, what, two quarters away from winning it. You blew a huge lead. You lose your offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, and then all of a sudden, you're about to lose your job.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, I mean, is Doug a coach that needs to be, is Doug beyond the criticism or beyond the idea of being on a hot seat? I mean, if the end of the year they don't make the playoffs, is it fair to look at him and go, well, I don't know, there's a guy over here I like better. Now, they're not going to do that, but is that fair?
If they miss the playoffs, absolutely. With the expectations we had this season?
You know, I'm not trying to be, oh, my God, Philadelphia, we're so razzing. Well, you know, if you actually watch and pay attention to all this stuff, because, again, I keep going back to the alibi. Why does Doug Peterson have an alibi over the failures of this offense in Wentz? Why is that? Once again, he was a quarterback's coach. He was an offensive coordinator. Why are we missing Frank Reich and John DeFilippo? You're supposed to have the man right here. Fair or not fair?
It's very fair.
It bugs me that he gets a pass, and then he's going to be obnoxious about it.
That's what annoys me. As I said earlier, it's like, dude, stop acting like we're causing you
week after week
trouble.
Week after week, I don't see any great innovation. I still don't see a damn running. You beat the Packers. That was a great win. Short week, you beat Green Bay, and you ran the ball. Hey, kudos, Doug. Great game plan. Where's that been?
Non-existent?
Well, you know, that's what it calls for.
I mean, how many weeks leading up to the season, how many weeks did we beg him just to use Jordan Howard?
And you know what? You know the thing?
And finally, he used him, and it was shockingly, Jordan Howard's pretty productive.
You know what's funny? You're dead right. We begged him. Use Howard. We got to use Howard more. But you know what's funny? Mike blamed Gabe Kapler for having Sean Rodriguez on the roster. You remember that?
I blame Gabe Kapler for that as well.
No, I do too. I bring it up for a reason.
Oh, Sean Rodriguez will absolutely be signing a minor league contract in San Francisco.
I agreed with Mike. Because it's up to Kapler to say, dude, I can't have this guy on my team. Right? If you're Doug Peterson, you go into it with Nelson Aguilar again, and you think that's a good idea to pay him $9.5 to $10 million? Well, you saw this dude can't play.
The whole Seattle Seahawks wide receiving core costs less than $10 million.
So when you see the first few games play out, you don't go into your GM's office and go, I don't care what you do, you got to go get me Emmanuel Sanders. You have to go get me a credible wide receiver. I mean, it's a joke. These wide receivers, this situation is silly. Greg Ward. It's funny. We begged him to play Greg Ward.
Yep.
And he finally did.
And in his first game, he outperformed J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Exactly. So I don't know why he's a sacred cow.
I don't know why the whole front office in general, him included, obviously, but I don't know why all of them get a pass.
Just saying.
They had five draft picks.
I'm still angry at this Dolphins loss. And then the attitude after.
Well, just think of the bright side, man. The Flyers are playing well.
Oh, yeah, man. That's why I was looking good. It was a good mood. They call Hamels, Rat, Fink.
I feel betrayed.
Signs with the Braves.
My back.
I don't want to hear you, Nat, at all.
I'm not saying nothing.
About how Cole, I hope he gets rocked. at Citizens Bank Park.
My back
Me
got
too.
In the way.
Rat.
The
He's not one of us anymore.
He's a rat. Going to the Braves.
He is a rat.
Rat.
If they
Snake.
If they give him a video tribute, I'm done.
No video tribute.
He already had one.
Yeah, he's
out. But you know, I mean, nowadays they give video tributes to everybody.
No, he better not get another one.
I want to see him
McConnell
give up
a video tribute
40 home runs. Rat.
He needs some
Take
cheese.
Take it away, Nat. Yeah. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
As we hang out. All right, it's a real good conversation. All right, it's a great conversation we're having. And please, don't misunderstand. I'm just saying, when it comes to Doug, why is he, I'm asking the question, why is he a sacred cow? I'm not pushing him out the door. But I watched the Boston Red Sox. They win a World Series. And then a year later, they're firing their GM. You know? If you believe he's the guy, please tell me. Let's go to Martelli in Brooklyn. Hey, Mar, how are you, brother?
Hey, family. How you doing, man?
Good, good.
Listen, I'm the guy who likes to talk people off the ledge.
Yes.
And here's what I have to say.
Yes.
The truth sometimes is the truth. What happened is after 17, people realized that, you know what, we had a good squad. We did have a good squad. We tried to hold on to that 17 season a little too long. Now, so what happens is when guys get hurt and you end up having players that were not prepared to play the game because they don't actually have the skill level that's required from it, you end up looking at the coach. But what we've seen is Fletcher Cox early in the season, he wasn't doing anything. People are saying Fletcher Cox is done. Now he's back healthy, he's a dominant player again. That's just the truth. He was hurt. You got to realize that we have players that are not where it's supposed to be right now. Nelson Aguilar was on the outside. He doesn't belong on the outside. He belongs on the inside. We had injuries, so we put him on the outside.
Well, quite frankly, he doesn't belong on the field.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That is so.
Listen, I feel you, and you make great. You know, these are great points that you're bringing up. But let me just ask you from a coaching standpoint. All right, we have talked ad nauseum about Frank Reich, right? Like he is the savior of all saviors, Frank Reich.
Right.
Doug is the offensive guy. We shouldn't need Frank Reich.
But who says that Frank Wright is the one who, you know, what it is competent? Because from what I've understood, the offensive coordinator brings the game plan to the head coach and they
go through
whatever
it is. It varies from, I've been around a lot of coaches, and it varies from room to room. It varies. Like, quite frankly, Doug should be the one who had always done the game plan. Doug's, he's the play caller. He should come up with the game plan. I sat with Reed for a week every night after practice as he went through built the game plan. Tape, and you're building a game plan all week long. That should be Doug. Doug should be hands-on with Wentz.
Okay, so let me just ask
sure.
you this question.
Sure.
2018, right? When Nick Foles went into play, and this is my real issue, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Listen, I love you. You know why? Because you love hard and you love Carson. But here's the real issue. people keep saying Nick Foles had it was a great. It wasn't a, that Nick Foles was great. What it was is that Nick Foles just played and did was asked what was asked of him. Take what the defense was giving to you. That's what Doug did last year. Once Nick Foles came in, we were 5-7 or something like that. We went on a run because Nick Foles just took what was in front of him. That is the problem. Our offense
is it the problem or does the offense? And you're right. Is the offense ill-equipped for Wentz?
Once you have, like you're running, week one.
He's running, but Martelli, he's running a Kansas City Alex Smith offense. Use your eyes. That kid's
right,
not.
But now we got Deshaun. We had Deshaun. See, that's what happened. Once you get guys.
Yeah, but the house of cards can't be built on one player.
We need more of those. That's what we need. Fast players. That's what
I agree.
Mecole Hardman.
I agree.
We need to draft wide fast players.
Tell me why. And listen again. Don't misconstrue. I'm just bringing this up because you know it needs to be talked about. I'm not telling you kick him out the door. I'm not trying to do that. But I need you guys to tell me why he's a sacred cow. Because when I look and see a formation like that on Sunday afternoon, and that was the play that changed the course of the game, why aren't you calling timeout?
Let me tell you why not. Let me tell you exactly why not. Because I've been wanting to talk to you about this. Because once a defense gets set, say it's not even a special teams play, you get different formations. They try to throw you off. You know, you can't call timeout every time you get something different.
Oh, come on, Martelli.
Guys, you're supposed to line up in the right place.
Wrong.
Josh Sweat left.
Dude, you have to make sure your team is. I disagree vehemently. I love you, Martelli. Thank you for the phone call. I disagree with you vehemently. You have to call timeout there. Have to. He is not quick on his feet. He's not. I mean, you know, look, again, I think he's got great attributes. He's a leader. He's likable. Is he some great brain? X and O football brain that's always got it plugged in? I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm looking at it. I want to see it. I don't see it. I've been around a lot of coaches. Trust me, a lot of coaches. I could tell. I swore I looked at John Harbaugh. I used to talk about it on the air all the time. That's the other station. You can see where he's doing. I know these guys intimately. And I'm telling you right now, Matt Rhule will be a great NFL coach. And if he's not, then you can throw it in my face. He'll be a great NFL coach. Avery in Maryland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Avery.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, Ave. What's happening, brother?
Hey, man. I totally agree with you about Doug, but I definitely think he should be on the hot seat. And the context I have for that is after the 2017 Super Bowl season, you lose your offensive coordinator and your quarterback coach, right? Both of those guys have been have been coaching at that level for a while. You hire two guys from within who have never been at that position at the level. So the two most important positions on your staff, your offensive coordinator and your quarterback coach, both have never coached at that level, at that position. And with a third-year quarterback who lost half of his second season to injury, and with a team with Super Bowl aspirations, there should have been an external search, and you should have gotten some aspirations. There should have been an external search, and you should have gotten some people, at least with some experience at that level. I think what Doug has done is malpractice.
Listen, you're right. The coaching staff isn't good enough. And you know, again, it's not fair to compare to Belichick because nobody's Belichick. So, you know, I get it. I was going to say Belichick loses coaches all the time and he's able to replace them, but it's not fair. So you're right, though. You can't just promote from within, and you got to go get guys that are credible.
And you have a franchise quarterback. He's young. Right? Like he was in his third, like he was coming into his third year, only having played a year and a half, and you didn't get him the help that he needed.
Yeah, and you're right, but it's also on him too. He's mechanics suck. They're lazy. Yep. He's got to be better.
But you got to have a guy in his ear to make him
that's
better.
Right. That's right.
The guy in the room doing that.
That's right.
Anyway,
that's right.
Thanks for the
good stuff, Abe.
Guys.
Thanks, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.